Who are you? Planet Earth is big, and has many humans living on it. Humans walk around with very exquisitely sensitive, microcrystalline antennas surrounded by wave-guiding, resonating chamber, brains in skulls, on top of their necks. Further, humans have long threads of radiation-receptive nerve fiber throughout their torso, the vagus nervous system. These receptive nerve fibers connect into their brains. As some humans, as scientists such as Vivanetsky and R. Sheldrake, have confirmed, humans are highly efficient, selective receivers of very weak forms of radiation. It is a survival factor, an advantage provided by universe, that, thanks to social engineering, is mostly ignored and denigrated out of our life experience. The social engineering by the Khazarian Mafia, the pretend Jews, has been ongoing for centuries with the intent of altering our perceptions of what it is to be human. These Khazarian Mafia gangsters have been trying to work over our perceptions of ourselves, our beings, our bodies, for centuries, and mostly it has succeeded. About three-quarters of humanity believes the flat human narrative in which the human body has five senses and that is it. These people deny the extraordinary human vision completely, and through social engineering continuously reinforcing the flat human narrative, they believe it to be factual, in spite of their lived experience to the contrary. The other, one quarter, more or less, of humanity, is so overwhelmed by their experience of the reception of subtle energy flows that they live a life as self-imposed outcasts from the mainstream, social narrative of flat humans. These people live in the woo of daily impressions, receptions, and affectations that are contrary to the socially approved worldview. It's tough being a woo guy. As a direct result, in fact, the intended result from the social engineering of the Khazarian Mafia, all the woo people are operating without process and method. That is, without training or validation for their receptions and impressions. Thus we see how the confusion of humanity came to be. Three-quarters of us are walking around in a deliberate state of denial of our daily receptions of these subtle energies from universe, and that denial really fucks over their thinking, even to the level of inducing psychosis and other negative responses such as all our addictive behaviors. The other one-quarter is continuously fighting to maintain mental integrity in spite of a daily onslaught of energetic receptions that are completely unacknowledged by the rest of humanity, but that, in their lives, are real, perceived, and totally life-affecting. This makes for a very confused, modern humanity. It was not always thus. Ancient humans had societies that recognized exceptional humanity, and devised methods and process to cultivate the woo in humans, and to nourish it, thus refining it. The ancient woo guys had method and process. These were taught in their schools. These woo schools still exist, but are relegated to backwater eddies in the currents of humanity, and thus, most modern humans have lost access to the knowledge. Again, thus the confusion inherent in humanity becomes both visible and understood for its root causes. Those humans who are woo guys have a difficult life. Without the refining process and validating methods, they are left with the occasional successful reception from the woo of universe, and not much more. Thus the human mind intrudes. When it does, fantasy results. It works thus: a human receives energy from the woo, perhaps in a dream, or a vision, which then manifests within our common reality close enough to the reception of the information for the human to make the connection. This is how it starts. A woo human receives the dream, sees the manifestation, but without understanding of the process, and employing no validation method, thereafter their mind makes the assumption that all dreams are precognition events. This is the mental trap. Once the woo human becomes convinced by repeated precognition perceptions, and the lack of both process and method, that all such dreams in the future are also precognition events. Thus they slide off into the deep woo, whereabouts unknown. Of course, not all their dreams or visions are precog. Most, in fact, are not, but their mind is already in the trap, and thus their behavior becomes altered, as is their life in their fantasy of the woo. The woo fantasy people dominate the spectrum of self-reporting within this area. It cannot be otherwise, absent schools capable of teaching process and method for analyzing human reception of subtle energies. Not all the fantasy woo people are psychics, dreamers, or visionaries. The woo reporting from humanity is polluted with fantasy. Some of the woo guys are not reporting their perceived energy receptions, but are instead captured just as tightly by fantasy controlling their minds as to invent a lived history. Our parlance of the times would label these people as LARPers. I was sued by one such woo fantasy person, and I won my motions to the court by pressing back reality upon his fantasy assertions. As the totality of his case rests upon the foundation of fantasy LARPing, it is my thinking that he will lose the rest of his case in due course. Some of the woo people, receivers of subtle vibrations, are used by LARPers to promote themselves. Some of the receptors among the woo people, trapped by their minds, are convinced that their receptions allow them to apply woo-level discernment to other people, and thus locate real knowledge. Such people are lulled into a belief system about their own power of discernment by their minds, which will never, ever, criticize itself, and they are led by their fantasy to perceive truth in the fantasies of other woo people and LARPers. Thus some people perceive the fantasy stories of others claiming secret space program, SSP, induction and experience, as factual, as containing truth. Such people, the fantasy deluded visionaries, will never research or examine the tales told them and perceived as truth, as their mind does not wish to challenge its own comforting delusions. The LARPers and self-deluded visionaries are usually very easily proven to be existing in fantasies through just a small bit of analysis of the stories being told. Of course, the hardcore fantasyist will always default to denial based on reality being altered or obscured just to cause you to disbelieve the story being presented as it serves the deep state, or Draco reptilians, or spider beings from Mars, or some other evil actor, that you should be so deceived. A lot of the LARPing woo people, especially those who are attracted to Kerry Cassidy, betray their fantasy stories as false within the details that they provide. As an instance, one of Kerry's primary, constantly touted, whistleblowers, a supposed witness to SSP history unfolding, William Tompkins, has a story that is resting on large piles of lies, fantasy, and misinformation which he contradicts continuously in his storytelling, that Kerry thinks is testimony. Tompkins reports in his interviews with Kerry that he witnessed operatives being debriefed wherein they provided documents that were written in Egyptian hieroglyphics. This statement is but one of hundreds that break his story from reality. The Egyptians used hieroglyphs as what we would think of as state media billboards. This is to say, as public posters of the message that their officialdom wished to impress upon the viewing public. The Egyptians did not use hieroglyphs as their operational form of writing. They did not write documents in hieroglyphs, thus William Tompkins could not report seeing such documents in the possession of other people. He made it up due to his limited, personal knowledge of linguistics, writing, and history. The Egyptians used what we call hieratic, which is a form of script writing that bears some similarities to other writing forms arising in the Mesopotamian region. All their daily documents were written in hieratic. Thus we find no scrolls or books of hieroglyphic writings for dissemination in their society. We do find scrolls with hieroglyphs for specific, ritual purposes, usually detailing funerary processes. These were sort of an inventory, or a manifest, that was intended to accompany the departed person into the afterlife. It was one of these funeral manifests that Joseph Smith, the creator of the Church of Latter-day Saints, lied about translating into his Book of Abraham. As an aside, it is the fraud of Smith's transliteration into a fantasy Book of Abraham that is precipitating the current draining of participants from the Mormon Church. Thus the woo bites reality. There are many, many other factual errors within the story presented by William Tompkins, including the non-existence of the people that Tompkins claimed within his fantasy. His story does not jive with factual history that is able to be researched. His situation within the military, as he claimed, cannot be validated, but of course, this defaults to the evil Draco reptilians having selectively edited out any real history that would validate Tompkins' story, as that is just what these lizard beings do, that is, to fuck with individual human history in support of a narrative, fantasy story, that is not to their liking. William Tompkins is not the only fantasy storyteller interviewed by Kerry. In my opinion, Kerry's catalogue of interviews is completely filled with fantasy. In point of fact, there is only one person she has ever interviewed whose personal history and statements can be validated by research. This was a young fellow who was a document specialist for the military who was killed very shortly after speaking with Kerry, and before he could reveal any more information. Kerry Cassidy is not alone in her situation with interviews of woo people, visionaries, psychics, and LARPers. All of the woo presenters are also in this same mental trap of seeing truth in the fantasies of others also found floundering in the woo. Our social order is changing, rapidly. One of the major changes to arise will be a restructuring of the society view of woo, and woo people. This will arise as there is actual fucking science behind the exceptional human view of people like V. Vanadsky, Reed Biosphere and Noosphere, and this science writ large is being more revealed by the day. The woo science revival will take us forward into the future of science, as well as have us looking back to ancient woo schools, for method, and process. We need both. Reality is getting harsh for humans, with humanity in revolution, and the incoming ice age, great levels of secrets revealed, and factual human history being liberated into our collective consciousness. We need the woo. Time to clean it up, and start our dive into learning what our exceptional human ancestors knew. Get your mind strong, there are lots of traps awaiting it, and the woo is unforgiving.